So this is my own splendor. With the pincers of truth, I have plucked from the dark corners of my heart the thorn of many judgments. With the pincers of truth, I have plucked from the dark corners of my heart the thorn of many judgments. I sit in my own splendor. That's the experience of Shiva. I sit in my own splendor. Wealth or pleasure, duty or discrimination, duality or non-duality, what are they to me? What is yesterday, tomorrow, or today? What is space or eternity? I sit in my own radiance. What is the self or the not self? What is thinking or not thinking? What is good or evil? I sit in my own splendor. I sit in my own radiance and I have no fear. Waking, dreaming, sleeping, what are they to me? Or even ecstasy. What is far or near, outside or inside, gross or subtle? I sit in my own splendor. Dissolving the mind or the highest meditation, the world and all its works, life or death, what are they to me? I sit in my own radiance. Why talk of wisdom, the three ends of life, or oneness? Why talk of these? Now I live in my heart. Such a beautiful evocation of the splendor of the constellation of Shiva. And it's so, I mean, this text is an Advaita Vedanta text. So it's, again, it's a very non-dualistic text. And it's so, you know, this is how we want to live. If we don't embody it, what is the point? You know, it's like we have to embody the practice. We have to embody the teachings. We have to embody the mystery. And that's a full-time occupation for sure. But if we're not walking the talk, it's just so boring. So I leave you with these thoughts. How are we doing on time? We probably have about one more minute. Yeah, we have a few more minutes, so let's just rock out. We'll give you a few more repetitions of the mantra before we say goodnight. Shanti.